Read a scripture from Habakkuk. I mean, I love chapter 2 when it talks about the vision and running with the vision, but let's read Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. It says this, "Look around you, Habakkuk," replied the Lord, "among the nations and see, and be astonished, astounded, for I am putting into effect a work in your days such that you would not believe it if it were told you." Now, this is one of the verses that the Lord had me focus on at the beginning of 2019. He was letting me know some astonishing things were going to happen this year. And I don't know if you remember, we had 21 days of prayer at the beginning of the year. We've had a lot of days of prayer, but we started the year off with 21 days of prayer. And I always have my Bible with me, and I have my notebook, you know, ready to hear what the Lord is saying and to see what He is saying. And sure enough, during the prayer time, it was January 21st, I had in my notebook, He spoke to me about the upcoming year. And this is what I wrote. "This will be a year of great fruitfulness, a year marked by signs, wonders, and miracles, adding to the church daily those being saved, a multiplication of disciples like you haven't experienced before. Be patient and gracious with people who seem to be behind. They will get it. They will get what this church is called to do. Relax and rest in me. It shall come to pass," talking about the vision. "The dream and the vision will come to pass. 2019 is a year of significance. Get ready for it and expect these words to become reality." Now, I've never had the Lord, I've had a lot of words for different years and, you know, things that He said to me and spoken to me about the upcoming year. But I've never had Him use the word significant or year of significance. And so I had to go look up that word and see what it meant. And it means something beyond normal, meaningful. And you know, it's the first part of the word, sign. It's a sign of something to come. It's important or monumental, serious, weighty, or substantial. So anything that's going to be a significance for Good News Church is going to involve our vision. So I want to remind you of that as we go along here. Let's look at it. Can we put that up there? Do we have it? Maybe not. I see it up back there. There it is. And a vision is not something for the past or even for today. A vision is future sight, something that's to come. And this is the vision that we have here at Good News Church. We see a community of believers strongly connected to God and to each other. And we've been talking about that. It's not easy to do. But we want you to know God. We want you to follow God. He's real. Be familiar. Be intimate with Him. And then when we do that, I mean, there's a connection that you have with the rest of the body of Christ. Strongly connected to God and to each other, empowered by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to be able life givers. That's our word that we use for disciples, is the word life giver. Reaching their worlds and beyond with the good news of Jesus Christ. So those are some nice words, but what does that really mean? It means that believers will fully walk in their calling, fully walk in the giftings that they have. There's been so much emphasis over the years on the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, like they're the only ones that can do ministry. And the believer has kind of taken the back seat. But we don't believe that here at Good News Church. We know that the believer has got a prominent role in what God is doing in the earth and will bring the fulfillment of the end times will be the believers doing the work of the ministry, doing the works of Christ. And so we have to have the whole body engaged. And the best place for the believers to be is in their place, not in my place or someone else's place, but in your place. That's why it's so important to be listening to God. That's why we're spending a lot of time in prayer. What is your place during this time of harvest? But life givers are Christ's representatives, and they do His works everywhere they go. Neighborhoods, businesses, government, our schools, sports teams, with our family and friends. everywhere shining with the light of Christ. So already in 2019, we've had some significant things happen. Just a few days later, Lord spoke to me January 21st. January 26th, Harry and Becky left for Thailand as missionaries. They're working with a ministry called Empower International. They're involved in leadership development, evangelism, orphanages, and Bible schools. And they have impact in Thailand, Burma, Myanmar, and Pakistan. And so they are there, and many of you have supported them financially, and we're in contact with them. And so, I mean, that was, Lord said to me, that's a sign of things to come, people stepping out. Then we have Good News Katak, and Grayson was talking about some of the challenges they've been facing recently, but they've had some amazing things happen this year. They continue to reach out to their community. They have a lot of open doors with kids. But recently, they've trained young people. This is amazing. They've trained young people to go into new areas of unreached people groups. Isn't that amazing? And so some God is doing some amazing things there in India. We have a mission team going to New York City this summer. Who's all going? Raise your hand. See those hands? They're going to work, it's going to be in June, they're going to work with a project called the International Project. And this group engages and disciples the internationals residing in New York City. And not only have they impacted New York City, but they've impacted places globally. They're sharing their faith with international students, United Nations personnel, international business people, and ethnic communities. And the group has witnessed many amazing things. Churches have formed, not only in New York City, but globally as well. So we want our team to go out there and make an impact on New York City and learn what the International Project is doing, but then to bring it back to here for Augusta. I don't know if you've noticed, we've got a lot of international people all around the Augusta area, and we want to reach them with the gospel. You remember that we started in the beginning of March before Easter about seeking God for our city. We spent time in prayer, in devotion, in fasting, and praying about our city. And we are praying and believing for an awakening and a revival in our area. And I believe that during that time and during that season, I'm seeing people stirred here. Getting a vision. And we have a vision for the world, no doubt about it. But we have a vision for our city. God has planted us here in Augusta, Georgia. And so we've been praying for our city, praying for our leaders, praying about what our part is to reach this city, praying about what this church's part is. And people have been stepping out, praying for the churches in this area, that they'll get on fire with the Great Commission in their hearts and a passion for seeing Augusta saved. We want to see Augusta in this area saved and coming to the knowledge of the truth. Now, many of you heard that you knew that I was gone for a week in St. Louis, and I just want to share for a minute about what I was doing there. I went for a week-long training. It's in the pastoral care area with a ministry called Stephen Ministry. And what they do is they train Stephen ministers in congregations all throughout the United States and Canada to help take care of their members. And so I was trained as a leader in that program to be able to train other Stephen ministers so I can train folks now in Good News Church and throughout, in the Augusta area. And it was quite an amazing time being with, people that have a heart to care for members of congregations. But I want to share, some of the things that we talked about and some of the things that you'll be hearing more about here at Good News Church. And I'm going to be training individuals, but also having training for the congregation. All of us can use these things. But here are some of the topics of training that will happen. The art of listening. What is Christian caring? Maintaining boundaries in care relationships. Crisis theory and practice, confidentiality, using mental health professionals and other community resources, ministering to those experiencing grief, dealing with depression, and ministry to those that are dying and to their family and friends, caring for people before, during, and after hospitalization, providing spiritual care are just some of the things that we talked about. And so their vision for the Stephen Ministry is equipping saints for the work of the ministry. That fits along right with what we're doing. And how many know that life givers every once in a while go through a trial and go through a struggle? Well, we want to be better at taking care of those folks and help them through the situation that they're dealing with. Also, this year, but also into last year, as a congregation, we've been digging into DMM, which stands for Disciple-Making Movements. And we're aligning this ministry with these principles. And one of the changes we have made is in our Wednesday night service, our midweek boost service, we've been doing hands-on empowerment training. And it's been amazing. We've been teaching folks how to lead and study a Bible discovery, discovery Bible study, how to better minister to sick people. And we've been going over the three circles for evangelism, and that's what Tammy was sharing today with the taxi cab driver. And you'll be hearing more about this as we go into the last half of 2019. But one of the most amazing things that happened that I've seen so far this year, it happened in April. We were having one of our Wednesday night services, ended up having a testimony service. And, you know, and I love testimonies. I love testimonies of provision. Who likes the testimony of provision? I like testimonies about healing, restoration, all deliverance, all kind of things like that. But as these testimonies started coming and a lot of folks shared, they were all testimonies about people giving life, sharing the gospel, ministering to the sick, stepping out and praying for people. And that is so encouraging to me. You're getting it. You have a heart for this city. You have a heart for people. But we need more. And we want to see more of that. And so we want to encourage each other to take the gospel, because this is a place where we practice. The game is out there in our world. And we want to do training, we want to do teaching, we want to encourage each other. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron, and to grow into who we are in Christ, but to take it out to the world. And so that I'm always looking to hear what people are saying, and that testimony service so encouraged me. You're getting it. Now, we could go around right now and share about the significant things that are happening in your life. Anybody have anything significant happening? Kyle, anything significant happening? We could take the rest of the service on that. But you want to know what? The most significant thing that's happening is in our hearts. God is doing something. And through our prayers, through our fellowship, through our encouragement of each other, worship time, our hearts are changing, open to Him, open to what He's saying, open to what He's leading us to do. And I don't know about you, but I want to do His will. I want to be obedient. I want to follow Him. This is not about me. This is about His plan and His will for myself and for this congregation. That's what I want for you in this significant year, is for you to hear His voice and for you to know more what you're called to do. God's got something significant for all of us to do, but it starts in our hearts. And what this church is about is fulfilling His great commission. I want to see the nations reached in this generation. I want to see Jesus come back in this generation. I don't want to be selfish about it. If it doesn't happen, but that's the way I want to live my life. I want to be ready. I want to be prepared, doing His works. And so it encourages me to see what you are doing here, stepping out and following Him. So can we agree that God is doing something significant in this church body? Can we agree that God is doing something significant in you? Now, I've given you a lot to chew on today. But can you handle even more significant news? Anybody? Are you ready for some more significant news? Well, God's got some more news for us. If you do, do me a favor, look it up at the screens and let's watch this video.
During our 16 plus years of ministry at Good News Church, we have grown immensely. Pastors Matt and Susie Judd have afforded us incredible opportunities to lead and to thrive in a healthy, life-giving church. The vision and mission of this ministry has played a vital role in molding and shaping us into who we are today. In the fall of 2017, the Lord showed me a vision of what our church could look like at the end of the year 2020. I saw Good News as a hub at the center. You know, it's a place where the harassed and helpless are welcomed with open arms and offered grace and healing that results in incredible transformation. It's a place that draws movers and shakers with this message of empowerment and strengthening, which also results in incredible transformation. You see, this hub is indeed a distribution center. It's a factory where life givers are produced and thrust out everywhere, first to their own oikos, their neighborhoods, their social networks, their communities, and then to the ethnic, the nations, to all the world. This hub takes people in desperate need of life change and transforms them into life changers. The hub is also a place where pastors, where evangelists and teachers are invited to share, to grow, to learn and experience God's presence together with other leaders who want to see God's kingdom grow like never before. Through this experience, the kingdom expands through vision and training as these pastors, evangelists, and teachers minister in churches, minister in groups, and some even plant other churches. The life givers are launched out to form a multiplicity of ministries, each with its own look and feel, but with the DNA of Good News Church at its core. In this way, the ministry is replicated extensively as each life giver discovers God's unique vision for his or her life and is obedient to carry it out. I didn't understand this vision all at the time. You know, I thought it may look like the typical American megachurch with its multiple campuses and programs and buildings and ministries. But as the year went by, that image hung on the wall of my office, serving as a reminder of what the Lord had shown me. You know, there were days I would find myself just staring at it, asking God, show me how this vision is going to be carried out. How is it going to come to fruition? We had countless meetings with various teams and leaders. We spent hours talking, praying, reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God. Psalm 37:23 stood out to me during this time, and I meditated on it every day. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Isaiah 30:21 was also impactful. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, "This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left." Felt certain that God would reveal his plan to us step by faithful step. And almost a full year later, we began to really seek the Lord personally for us and for our family. We asked this question, how do we fit in with this vision? You know, what's our part? We began feeling this urging and longing for more, for expansion, for increase, more fruit added to the kingdom. We started dreaming and we started praying these dangerous prayers that we hear about here. Started praying on a consistent basis. Here am I, send me. Not my will, but your will be done. It seems like these types of prayers usually serve as a precursor to something monumental. It's like God is sitting on the edge of his seat in heaven, peering out over the earth, searching for someone to do his will. He asked in Isaiah 6:8, "Who shall I send? And who will go for us?" And a heartfelt reply of, "Here am I, send me," comes forth. The Lord answers with specific direction. You know, I'm not sure what I really expected from these dangerous prayers. You know, would he just say, "Hey, just live out the rest of your days, comfortably kick back in your easy chair, sit in your recliner, take it easy"? Or, you know, there's plenty of people out there working in the harvest fields. You take a break. I've seen his answer in Scripture. It's usually a two-letter simple response, G-O, go. And yeah, it was no different for us. Over time, he prompted me with the words from Genesis 12. The Lord said to Abram, leave your native country, leave your relatives and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. For me, it felt like the words leapt off of the page and right into the depths of my heart. Go to the land that I will show you.
So we had been praying these dangerous prayers, and God dropped in my heart just one day as I was getting ready, praying in the Spirit, Columbia, South Carolina. And when I heard that, I was like, whoa, that was crazy, because it felt like just a deposit that the Holy Spirit put in my heart. It was like an answer that we had been searching for. And I didn't really want to say it out loud, but later on I said to Nate, I said, I know this sounds crazy, but what do you think about Columbia, South Carolina? Do you think we're called there? Or, I don't know, we just keep getting drawn there. And he said, you know, that is so crazy, because God had been saying the exact same thing to me. And then we went to praying again, because we were like, okay, God, you've got to show us if this is what you're telling us. And we wanted his perfect will.
You know, my initial response to this was, you know, Lord, we got a home in Augusta. We've got family here. We have jobs here. We built a life here. It's comfortable here. Had my prayers come with an asterisk at the end, had I subconsciously included some fine print. Here am I, send me. But only if it means I don't actually have to go anywhere, but more specifically, move somewhere different. So we wrestled with the idea. You know, we started counting the cost. We looked at the ginormous risk of it all. We wrestled with the idea some more. We wrestled with each other about the idea.
Yeah.
And we circled back to those dangerous prayers, you know. Did we truly mean what we prayed? And if we did, his response would require our obedience. We didn't have a five-year plan laid out for us. Oh, man, I wish we did. We only had the ambiguity of go to the land that I will show you. I mean, I guess it makes sense. A five-year plan with a roadmap laid out would require significantly less trust, wouldn't it? So with that, you know, we began taking steps. We went on an overnight trip to Columbia to spy out the land. You know, while we were there, we spent time praying. And this whole thing, we spent a lot of time praying. We're seeking God's direction. We felt a peace while we were there that there was something there for us. We looked around as we were walking downtown, and our hearts were moved for the people in that city. We realized how much God loves the people we saw and how desperately he wants them to come to the knowledge of the truth, like it says in 1 Timothy 2:4.
It's almost like we felt like there are people there praying that want to be empowered believers. And there have been many years before on a Holy Spirit night, we were doing worship and praying, and I just had kind of a vision of our church being a training center, that people from all over the world were being sent to Good News Church to get trained, to be trained believers. And then they would go out just the same as they had come in, that they would be sent forth and thrust out. And I remember seeing faces of new people that had been here a long time, and those are the people that I loved, and those are the people that I wanted to stay with us forever. And I remember just crying and saying, God, no, they can't go anywhere. And never in my wildest dream did I realize that maybe we would be the ones thrusted out.
You know, we came back home after that trip to Columbia, and we spent more time in prayer asking the Lord to show us the next step. And we met with Pastor Matt and Susie, and we got their counsel, and they were so gracious toward us. Genuinely excited about what the Lord was showing us. And, you know, we were a little bit shocked, yet not surprised at how God was leading us. Because, you see, a few months earlier, Pastor Susie directed us to read The Kingdom Unleashed as a ministry team. It's a challenging book that outlines some of the major tenets of DMM, disciple-making movement. You know, we began implementing some of the DMM strategies in our midweek services by doing DBS, Discovery Bible Studies. We started talking about finding persons of peace and inviting them to discover God through reading the Bible together. And then we read From Megachurch to Multiplication by Chris Galanos. And one thing that jumps out to me about DMM, he writes, DMM defines success quite differently. generational discipleship. They're measuring whether disciples are making disciples that make more disciples that make more disciples. And when that happens, disciples naturally form into churches. And many new churches are planted. They don't plant churches hoping to get disciples. They make disciples, and from those disciple-making efforts, churches are planted. We've seen through prayer and study and stepping out in faith that God is leading us to take this approach to disciple-making and church planting in Columbia, South Carolina. We feel God's urgent call for us to step out into a new harvest field, to put our hands to the plow, to sow, water, and reap the precious fruit of the earth, people. We sense that this is all part of the 2020 vision that the Lord revealed to me almost 2 years ago now. The kingdom's going to expand. The church, God's church, is going to grow. Along this journey, we've started a Friday night DBS on the college campus of the University of South Carolina. We've been training our niece and nephew and others who are students there to lead DBS with the hopes of replicating in the near future. We're trying to give God something to work with, trying to follow His lead every step of the way. We have been deliberately taking our time during this process to not get ahead of His leading and try to build something with our own human efforts. We also want to make sure that we're transitioning in a way that's going to help raise up others who are capable of leading and serving well in the hub that is Good News Church.
You know, when you're thinking about all of this, we kind of ask ourselves, who said following God would be easy? It's actually been super hard on our flesh. Our roots here are so deep. Our family is our church family. And we've been here for almost 17 years, and our church family is in our hearts. We care so deeply for each one of you. And everything that we've learned, the relationships we've formed, everything we've been entrusted with, it's going with us as we go. And the heart of Good News Church is in our hearts, and that's never, ever going to change. The relationships that we formed together in this environment, it's going to still continue, thankfully. We won't be very far away. Our desire is to see life givers raised up and empowered to reach their worlds. You know, we know that each one of us has a special call and that the hub has a special call. And I think each one of us, He's calling us to a higher place. And He's saying, you know what? I want you to be right smack dab in the middle of my plan and my will.
So to be clear, we aren't leaving Good News Church. We're being strategically launched into the next phase of God's plan in a new place. In this next phase, we'll be transitioning to Columbia, South Carolina. We don't know an exact timeline, but we're endeavoring to follow God's leading every step of the way. There'll be a lot more prayer involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave you with this. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. Amen.
When people were asking me earlier in the year when Harry and Becky were leaving for Thailand, how did I feel about it? Well, I felt mixed emotions. On one hand, I love them and I want to be with them all the time. But on the other hand, I'm excited about what God is doing in their lives, about being sent. My life, what I trained our kids to do, is obedience to God. And so that's how I feel here with Nate and Kristen. I have mixed emotions. It's hard. We've been together a long time. But we're not ending anything. We're beginning really a new phase of what God has. And so, you know, my head and dealing with my emotions, you know, about things, but my heart is excited about the potential for the kingdom of God. That this is what our lives are about. And so I guess one of the big questions everybody may have is like, well, Pastor Nate, where are we at now? What's happening next?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, you know, as I said in the video, we don't have an exact timeline. We know a few things. We are transitioning to Columbia, South Carolina, so all of that, all the practical things that entails, selling our house, moving, that sort of thing. In the transition, I'll still be coming back to Augusta, working part-time for the church for a season,
And we're just trusting God that he's got something there for us. You know, it's one of those things like when he calls you to do something significant, something monumental, he's already got everything kind of worked out behind the scenes. And you just kind of pick up and step into the place that he has for you. And so that's pretty much what we've been endeavoring to do this whole time. It's been a process. It's going to continue to be a process. I know it's kind of like a big bomb dropped on some of you today. But, you know, like Kristen said in the video, the relationships will still continue and we're still going to be connected. You guys, you're launching us. You know, like I said, you're launching us into this next phase, this new ministry. And like I said, God's got something on the other side. We don't know exactly when and how. We do know the where. You know, we feel like he's shown us a place to go. And we're going to follow him.
You know, I think about the ministries that we collaborate with, how much more we're going to collaborate with you guys. Right. And I like it that you're close, too. I can almost walk to Columbia. Sure. Kristen, should I give you the mic or? Okay. Susie, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, as far as for the church, this is not surprising. Nate and Kristen have been with us. Next month will be 17 years. I mean, who even does that? Maybe this is long overdue. I don't know, but it's been a comfy nest. But, you know, as Matt said, our son Harry left in January, and it's been easy to have him a whole world away because we know he's in God's will. And when you know someone's in God's will, it makes it easier. And, yeah, there is the emotion. They told us, we've known about this for months and, you know, since last year, last fall. And, you know, when they told us, my initial reaction was I was really excited. That was initially, you know, like just because the idea of something new and the fruitfulness and all that, and I'm really excited. And then we left the meeting and I went in my office and I went in Nate's office to say something. And I realized, oh my goodness, he's not going to be in this room. And then I was like, ah! It was really hard. And then I saw Nolan. And that was really hard. But we are all going to be together for eternity, guys. And this is but a moment. And I remind myself that often when you think of the people you love that you can't be with all the time. What we're going to be doing is working together in a way that's much more fruitful for the kingdom. And I have to tell you, in 17 years of serving with them, have there ever been more faithful people? Have there ever been people that are, you know, easier to work with? I don't think so. Not that I've known. And so the Bible says when you're faithful over little or over another man's, God will reward you. So it's a celebration. Promotion comes from the Lord, and it's a celebration. And so there may be some tears, and I know some of you are like, what does this mean for us? On the other hand, y'all, God, I have seen this repeatedly. When someone moves out, God has plans to move people in. And it is, this is a gradual thing. This has been going on as far as we've been concerned for, this is old news, you know, as we've known this a long time. And we've been doing some things strategically in the church to make this a smooth transition for all of us. But I'm going to tell you too, not only are they moving, others are moving. They're moving up. Others will be moving up. And God's opening things up because that's how it is. You know, I think of, to use the Harry analogy, our son, if our 23-year-old son, Harry, had to stop a minute. If our 23-year-old son, Harry, was, you know, still in the crib, we'd have a big problem. You know, if growth means there's change and there's maturity and then there's more fruitfulness. And so in the same way, if they just stay in the place where they are and they don't continue on, then it just is a bottleneck. And the same thing for some of you. If you don't move on up into what God has for you, more responsibility, more opportunities, more ministry, more lots of things, there's a lot of openings. We're not going to be going out and finding someone and bringing them in and saying, hey, this is the new Nate and then this is the new Kristen, because there isn't that. But there will be an opening for a lot of people to really grow and advance and have the opportunities to be eventually thrust out as well. So I'm excited about that for you as, you know.
When Pastor Nate first came to the church years ago, he came as an intern. Yeah. We gave him 90 days to prove himself.
Did he even say anything? I don't even think he spoke.
But it's but then, you know, shortly thereafter, I mean, he came on as youth pastor. And then shortly thereafter, I mean, within, I don't know, was it a couple of years? There was some major changes that that happened, and Nate had to step up big time. And he did. He was thrust into it, and he did. He rose to the occasion. And where there's no way to replace these guys. And so it's going to be teams of people. But I think that's going to be what's needed. And so we are excited, and the Lord spoke to me in January this year. As you know, this is heavy for me. All this whole time it's been heavy, you know, praying about things. And he spoke to me, and he said, bless these guys.
Yeah.
Bless Nate and Kristen. And I've tried to do that all the years I've known them, but even in a greater way is to be a blessing on you guys.
Yes.
And so we're not going anywhere, but we're here for you guys and bless and to bless and to be a help and to be a support. This is going to be a transition. And I think maybe the best thing that we can do is take a few moments to pray. Can we do that? Let's stand, everybody. Come on, guys, down here. And what we do around here is we catch hands. And let's catch hands together if we can. If you feel comfortable doing that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. First of all, let's just acknowledge God's goodness.
Yes.
Father, you are so faithful. You're so kind. You're so generous. You have blessed us so much over the years here at Good News Church. We are a blessed congregation. And we thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Things that we know about and so many things we don't know about. But, Father, we are in this significant year dealing with some transition. And so, Father, help us. Give us wisdom. I know there's others here are dealing with that as well. Give us wisdom. Give us strategies. Give us plans. Help us to walk out this in a way that will glorify you. And Father, we give no place to the enemy, no place for division. And so we thank you for harmony and unity here at Good News Church. And Father, help us to give the support to Nate and Kristen that they need, whatever that may be, in the form that they need it, right on time. And Father, may it be overwhelming support. Father, they are launching to Columbia to be fruitful, to be more fruitful for the kingdom. And we believe that that will happen. And so I believe that you're already preparing that city for what they have, what they're bringing in Christ. And so I thank you, Father. All the gifts in them coming forth to bless the body of Christ. Blessings upon them, Father, as they deal with all the natural things that have to be done and the emotions and all those different things. Father, you help them. You strengthen them. You give them peace. You give them wisdom. You provide for them. And I thank you that you take care of them. And I thank you that that vision that's in their hearts for Columbia to bring life, for the Great Commission to expand in that city. I thank you for it to grow in their hearts every day, to grow stronger and stronger. So we thank you for it, and thank you for this congregation, Father. We will rise to the occasion. We will step up, Father, in every area. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for all of us, Father, for your guidance as we move forward in the things of God. I pray all this in the name of Jesus.
And Father, we just, God, we look back and reflect on your goodness to this congregation, your goodness to this ministry, and your provision. Father, you've provided leaders, you've provided ministers, you've provided people with hearts to give and to serve well, Father. So we know that that will continue. You're faithful, just like we've sang about today. You are faithful who promised. So there'll be no lack here. There'll be no lack here at Good News Church in this hub, that there'll be more leaders, more ministers, more life givers raised up in this ministry. Those who would serve well in the hub, those who would lead well in the hub, and then the others who would be thrust stressed out just as we are, Father. We thank you. We thank you that you have, it's a molding, it's a shaping process. And I thank you, Father, that there is no lack here, God. I thank you for the people that are here because of the decision that Matt and Susie made years ago to say, I'll do it. I'll do a church. Yeah, we wouldn't even be here without that obedience, Father. So I thank you that you have more people to raise up here. Oh, yeah, you've already made preparation, Father, just like you've made preparation for us for where we go. You've made preparation for those who are staying and those who are here. You've made preparation for this church. You have good in store. Yeah, this church isn't going anywhere but up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your plan and your provision coming about. Oh, I pray for the people, Father. I pray that their hearts are open and receptive and our eyes are open to see what you want us to see. Father, I pray that we would all be inspired to obey your commands, to be obedient to everything you've spoken to us by your word and by your spirit. Oh, we open ourselves right now, Father. We thank you that even as we sang earlier, yeah, our hearts are open wide. We ask you this question, what's next? Yeah, how are you leading us? How are you leading us? And we'll be very careful to obey you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your great faithfulness, your great provision. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And Father, I just thank you for an expansion of the vision.
Yes.
Expanding a vision for everybody here in the name of Jesus. Greater vision. More sight. More sight into the future in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Launching out in the deep, letting down our nets for a catch. We thank you. It's harvest time. Everybody in place. And people stepping out in obedience opens the door for others to step out. So we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you glory. Greater vision. Greater vision. Provision. Strengthening. Wisdom. Knowledge. We thank you for it. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray for a moment here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a plan. You have a mission. You're working your plan in the earth among us and through us. Father, just as Nate and Kristen talked about in the video, who are you going to send? Hallelujah. And if we don't go, who will go? If we aren't your hands and feet, if we don't speak for you, then who will? That's the brutal reality of it all, is that you've chosen to work through your people. And your people have to obey, have to cooperate, have to respond. Hallelujah. And Father, I pray for that new and fresh spirit of obedience among us. That we would seek to hear, that we would seek to obey, that we would seek to go. And going doesn't mean just going to Thailand or to Colombia. Going means just going to the cab driver and going to the neighbor and going to our clients and going in the schools. Going just means as we go, we do what you tell us to do, that we represent you. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Fabiola, come up. Fabiola's leaving. Speaking of going, Fabiola's going for a couple of weeks to Malawi over in Africa. The African queen, as she looks like today anyway, with this head wrap, is going to, it's your first time going to Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But let us pray for her. Father, We send Fabiola over to that place that you have called her. She's not going for good just for a few weeks, but as she goes, she carries with her the life of God. She carries with her the message of the good news, and she carries with her the power, the same power that Jesus talked about when he said that he, that power that was on him would bring open eyes to those who'd been blinded. It would bring forth healing to broken hearts. It would put them back together. It would bring forth deliverance. Captives being set free. I thank you, Father, that same power goes forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The power of God, the power of God, the power of God, and boldness be upon you. Boldness be upon you in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the provision that she needs, meeting and supplying and filling to the full provision, that people be led to partner with her and to help bring in this last part of what she needs. But Father, you sending her on an assignment from heaven, and she'll come back with a good report. Going and coming and going. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And she's not the only one who'll be going and coming and coming and going. Others of you will be moved on to go and to come and to come and to go. And some even to go. And some, you know, just to go and come. And some just to stay here and go and go and go and come and go. And so it goes. But that's the will of God for us. We can't shrink back from that. Can't be afraid. Because just as they're going, some are coming. Some are coming and some are going. And we have two here that have come, Corey and Kaya. Hallelujah. We just speak blessings over this new endeavor in your life. What God's raising you up to do, you think it's one thing and it'll be used for so much more. You see it in one way and it'll be so much more than what you see and what you know. You really don't really even know what you're doing. You don't even know. It's kind of a trick. You think you're doing one thing and then it's going to turn into a whole nother thing. As he leads and guides and directs, you just walk in the light you have, do what you know to do, and follow him. And his favor will abound. His favor abounds. His favor abounds. And his favor opens up the pathways. And as you follow him, you're obedient to him, you're faithful to him, he'll lead you. And then you'll be like, oh, that's what this was about. And you'll go, ah, ha, 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 yeah, that was it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. And Nick and Amy, I see y'all, and a lot, I just see you this, and you've come to a place in your lives where a lot of what you have done, have spent so much time and effort and energy doing, has come to a close. It's not like an abrupt close, but it's coming, it's you know, waning. It's coming to a close. But the resources and the time, particularly the resource of time, the time that you, that's going to be freed up in the next season of your life, is for the master's purpose. And a lot of what you've been doing as you've walked and trained others and you've raised up people and raised up your kids, a lot of that has just been preparation for what you're going to do so much more of in this season that's ahead. So much more. So, and you're gonna take, both of you, not just one of you, both of you are taking a step into leading in a way that you haven't before, and into leading in the kingdom, into leading not just in business or in other endeavors, but in leading in the kingdom. You're going to step into a place of leading in the kingdom. And the things that you've learned and the truths that have been hidden in your heart and the experiences you've had of walking with God, those are all going to come to bear in this new season. And it's going to be very, very fruitful for you. And you're so much fruit for the kingdom is going to come as you step into this new place. It's a place of leadership, a place of using your influence for the kingdom. And it's, I just see a whole lot of fruit, literally. Fruit, just bushels and bushels of fruit all around that's going to be produced. Hallelujah. And faithfulness has been the key. Faithfulness has been the key. continue and be faithful to him. Listen to what he's saying. Because he will, the same God who's led you thus far will lead you on. And he's got the plan. Just listen to him. Don't try to make it happen. Just let him lead you into it. Oh, bushels. I just keep just, it's just all stacked everywhere. Fruit, fruit, fruit. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you for that. Thank you for it, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray a little more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that you supply every need. Every need. Then there's no reason at all to be worried or anxious for anything. Hallelujah. The Father himself is seeing to it. The Father himself is seeing to it. The Father himself is seeing to it. He's on the case. Hallelujah. He's seeing to it. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Everything. The kids, schools, everything that a mama thinks of. Everything. Hallelujah. Help. 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 Yes. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's just rejoice, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have something? Hallelujah. You? You? Y'all have anything? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody got anything? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's all stand. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Just wait on him for a moment. Don't get anxious. Hallelujah. Just open your heart. Father, what would you say to any of us at this moment? What are you saying to us? Hallelujah. 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 When there's a shift, lots of things are shifted. When one piece, particularly a major piece, is moved, there's a lot of things that shift. There's a lot of things that shift. This is an opening, a shifting, a time for shifting. Things being shifted. A piece, a big piece, is moving and is being put in a different place, reordered, and there's a shifting, a shifting, a shifting. We're being shifted. Hallelujah. Father, may we be sensitive to your nudges as you push us and pull us and place us. Hallelujah. 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 No reason to fear. No reason to be afraid. We take authority over any smidge, any opportunity for fear. The love of God. The love of God abounds in us. God loves us. God is for us. There's no reason to be afraid. God is leading us, and we're on God's side. God's on our side. Our Father's taking care of all of us. There's no reason. No one will be left behind. No one be put out. No one will come up short. For God himself, he's the one who takes care of us. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for that, Father. Glory to God. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 We rejoice in you, Father. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. Hallelujah, Father. We rejoice. We rejoice with what you're doing. We rejoice over these new developments. We rejoice over promotion. We rejoice, Father. We rejoice. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Did you have something? Did you want to read your scripture? Hallelujah.
I'll just read from Psalm 16. We read it a few weeks ago together. It says, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, surely I have a good inheritance in you. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons, because I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol. No, you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And I just believe that for us, but I believe that for you guys. There will be a lot of joy. The lines are falling to you in pleasant places. I like how it says that. Because your inheritance is good. Yeah. It's been a funny time in this past couple of months and different stuff. But it's a really good season. It's a really good season. I can't think of two more people who are ready and who I'd be proud of to put my stamp on. I know God is proud to put his stamp of approval on you. Father, I thank you for Nate and the blessing that he's been in my life. Father, I lift up this man to you. Thank you that you give him godly counsel. There is wisdom from on high. Father, we know his strengths, we know his weaknesses, and we know one is that he lacks wisdom. And you said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. And that you would give it freely. But don't ask like one who doubts. Don't ask like one who is wavering, like a ship tossed in the sea back and forth. But ask with confidence. Ask with confidence. Ask with confidence. So in Jesus' name, we ask for wisdom with confidence, not being moved, with an expectation that wisdom is coming, with a knowledge that wisdom is coming, that specific plans and specific things are coming. There is a confidence that those things are coming. He will know what to do and how to do it. He will know what to do and how to do it in Jesus' name. And I thank you for my sister. I thank you for this woman who has modeled such incredible character and godliness to me throughout my life. Father, I thank you for the example that she will be, the example and light that she will be. And as they run this race together, there will be incredible strength and unity between them. There will be no room for division. Oh, there will be opportunity, but there will be no room for it. There will be opportunity, but there will be no room for it. For the hearts have decided to be in unity and to be committed. So, Father, I thank you for incredible vision, an incredible vision. Oh, and the eye that she sees things with, she would see clearly. There would be no darkness. It would be clear in Jesus' name. And she would see vision. She would see vision and lay it before Nate. Lay it before Nate in Jesus' name. And I thank you that this family, hallelujah, this family would be strongly connected to you, Father. That each one of them, from the least to the greatest, they would know you. They would not have any need that wife or husband or child or brother and sister would teach each other saying, know the Lord. But all of them would know you from the least to the greatest. And they would be an example for future generations of what a godly family looks like in the kingdom. And as for the Barber House, they will serve the Lord. And the Lord will honor that obedience. The Lord will honor that obedience with peace and joy forevermore. For at his right hand, there is joy forevermore. And there is pleasures forevermore. Amen.